Okay, we are starting on page 382. I think we're going to do 2 days all in one day. We're going to do today is Tuesday. We're going to do Tuesday and Wednesday all today because both Amudim are very short. And then the next Mishnah Berurah Shir we'll have is on Thursday. That will be the plan. So today will be a 2 day, although it might end up shorter than a 1 day. It will be a 2 day Shir of both Tuesday and Wednesday all wrapped up into one. Page 382, Simon Shin Mem Seif Yud Gimel. Plan is to finish the Simon today. Page 382, Simon Shin Mem, Se'if Yud Gimel. Ein Shoivin Acheres, you're not allowed to break off a piece of earthenware. Ben Koyin Haniyah, nor can you tear a piece of paper. Bipnei Shehu Kamisakin Kli, it is like making a Kli. Why are you doing such a thing? You're doing it for a specific purpose. You're doing it to make it usable for something. Tearing it for a use, and the example of the Gemara is you're using these things to put, you want to grill your fish and you don't want it to burn, so you put something in between, a piece of earthenware, something like that there. So you're not allowed to break the earthenware or tear the paper. And why is that? Matakein kli, says the Shulchan Aruch on page Kusadibes. Okay, so back to page 382, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Mem. Ein Shoivin Acheres Ve'ein Uchuli. Kedei Laniach Aleihem, to put something on top of them. V'chi Agavon or something like that. I don't go into details of the Gemara, but just to put, you want to place something on it, you're using it as a surface or like a, you know, something to raise it up, that would be make it into a kli, says the Shulchan Aruch, and would be asa. So now on page Kufsadi base, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Mem Aleph, Mipnei, because of the issa of Matakein Kli, you make it into a Kli. Now there's another issue over here that he'll deal with in a minute. But first he says like this in the Mishnah Berurah, Ma'irish B'she'ein Makpel Amid. We're talking here where you're not really particular about the specific measurement. You're not trying to cut it to size, to a particular size. D'ilav Hochi, Yesh Boim Gam Mishim B'chatech. If it would be trying to cut it to a specific size, that would be a different malacha or an additional malacha called Mechatech. We've got the Av Malacha of making a Kli, Makav Patish, and now another Malacha of Mechatech. Now, what about the tearing of the paper? Why isn't that a different Malacha of Koyrea? The Im Koyrea Niyar Lekroim, and if you tear paper into pieces, Kedele Kaneach Es Atzmoi Behen, to use to wipe himself with, Oy Leshah Eze Tashmish, or for some other use, that's actually Chayav Mishim Koyrea. That would be considered tearing, Malacha Deraisa of Koyrea, if you're tearing them to be able to use. Because you're doing it for a positive purpose. As we'll see in the next sif. So now we've actually got three malachas under discussion on the table here. We've got Metakin Kli, which is a malacha of Makabe Patish, which the Shulchan Aruch did say. We've got Mechatech, which might be relevant if he's cutting to a specific size. And now, mentions the Mishnah, but we have another malacha to discuss, which is Koyrea, tearing. If you tear paper to be able to use for, to put it to use, that would be Koyrea. Why did the Shulchan Aruch not mention Koyrea over here? He just mentioned Metakin Kli. If you want to know why that is, Ayin Bebir Alocha. He goes into details. He says it's Chiddush over there. Why it's not Koyrea? One thing he mentions in the very long Bi Alocha. One thing he mentions is because, again, Bi Alocha's Chiddush is only called Koyrea if you need the two pieces afterwards. But if you're breaking off a piece to use and the rest of it you don't need, that would not be a Koyrea Deraisa. That could be why the Shulchan Aruch didn't say it. That's a suggestion of the Bi Alocha over there, a very long Bi Alocha. That's one point that he says. Okay, we said that. What about tearing a letter, a sealed letter? Even if you're careful not to tear the lettering of the actual seal, you're just going to tear around the seal, that's definitely offer to tear open the letter. I feel loy maleni Yehudi yesh lizayeh im loy l'serch godo, and if you're going to have a goy do it, even that you shouldn't do unless it's a very great need. Why? Because apparently it could be a shail of a deraisa, and therefore you would not be able to tell a goy unless it's a very significant need. And he's not going into the details about what the level of issa is. He's saying don't even tell a goy unless it's a very great need. The Eitzah of the Aguda, one of the Shoinim, is to make a statement. You're not giving a command, you're just making an observation. I cannot read this letter as long as it's not open. Like, it's too bright in this room, I can't go to sleep. That type of thing we've mentioned in the past. Right? I can't read this letter because it's sealed. If a goy realizes what you're trying to allude to, hopefully he will, you're hinting to something, for him to do something, and he opens it up, that's okay. And again, I'll mention what we've said many times when it came to Amir Al-Akam. There's two things to solve when it comes to Amir Al-Akam. Are you allowed to speak that way? And are you allowed to benefit from what he did? So here, the benefit is kind of like a negative benefit. If the letter is open now, it's not giving you a positive physical benefit. So that's less of a problem. The problem is the speech. And here, you're solving that by not giving a command and not discussing malacha. You're just saying a comment. You're making it musings, observations. I can't read this letter. Kol zman, it's sealed. And therefore, you've checked both boxes of the two issues when it comes to Amir al-Akam, and that's why they're good to say it's okay. Okay, so that was the Tuesday Omud, and now we're moving on to the Wednesday Omud. And again, the next Mishnah Berurah will be on Thursday. So, says the Shulchan Aruch in Yud Dalet, Hamadabik Niyawais, a person who sticks together papers, or Iwais, or skins, B'koylam Shal Seifrim, by using Seifrim glue, or the like. Koila means glue of Seifrim, of scribes. I don't know if any of that, okay. We have a scribe in the audience here, he doesn't know what we're talking about. Okay, anyway, a certain glue that's used by scribes. If you stick together papers or skins with that, or like parchments, with that glue or the like, it's actually part of the malacha of toifer. Toifer means sewing together, and here you're using another method to attach two things together. That is, you're using glue, so it's part of the malacha of toifer. It's malacha deraisa here. The chain and mafarik in Yahweh to book him, or if you split up, you separate papers that are stuck together onto page 384, or always to book him, or skins, parchments that are together, when this cabin la calcella, you're not trying to just be destructive by ruining it, then right, however, that will actually be a put, if you're doing something for a productive reason, that'll be part of the malacha of tearing, and that will be a malacha deraisa. So okay, back to the Mishnah Berurah on page Kuf Sadi Beis, the bottom of the little page. Membeis. Haveza toiledas tofer. If you glue together things, that is a malacha, or part of the malacha of sewing, it's malacha deraisa. A mistavra de shi'uri gamken kamaya tofer. And you can assume here, logical to say that the shi'ur, the amount to be chayav here, is the same as when it comes to sewing. The hainu shi'ur beis tefiris lechiyav. What is the amount to be chayav for sewing? Two needle insertions, a very small area. So if you sew together, if you stick together with a very small amount of glue, you're joining together paper in a very minimal area of the paper, he will be chayav. Va'ayin, b'bi alocha, look for the alocha for more details. We're on page 384 now in the Mishnah Berurah. They've cotton mem gimel. Bilvad, if you're not just trying to be destructive when you tear apart the papers, then, and you're trying to do it for constructive reason, you will be chayav for the malocha of kireya. If you're doing it for some type of benefit, even if you have no particular plans to stick them back together again, it's not the equivalent of tearing so that you can sew, or ungluing that you can glue afterwards. It doesn't matter. He's tearing for a productive reason. When it comes to tearing, it doesn't have to be specifically with intent to be able to sew afterwards. That will make you chayev, like we found by Moichek amanas lechtoiv, erasing to be able to write. But here, I mean, we discussed it over there, but when it comes to tearing, it doesn't need to be that the tearing is in order to be able to sew afterwards. Ella b'shur eza tikkun kadesh l'yeh mekalkul, all you're trying to do is make it for a productive reason, so that it's not just a destructive act which would downgrade it to a drabbonim. Here, it will be a deraisa if you are tearing for a constructive reason. V'mechavin lekalkul bovad, if you're just trying to be destructive, Potter the Osnachat Khalakal Shabbos, then it'll be part of Makorban, but it will be still be an Issa Durabonon, like any other destructive act on Shabbos is an Issa Durabonon. Sivkon Mem Dalad, Hareza Toiledes Kareya. When you tear apart the papers or the skins, and you're not just being destructive, it's part of the Malach of Kareya, and it'd be Chayev, because Shikane, Bekoyreya Bebege, Bemokim Atfira, Leiza Toiledes Kareya. Certainly, if you tear a garment, on the stitching, when you tear open the seam of a garment for some productive reason, then that will definitely be chayev as well. Sifkot mem hei chayev, he would write the malacha deraisa, you'd have to bring a korban for it if he did it. The dafka bezeh shedibuk zeh nasa lekiyim. However, that's only in the gluing stage, the original gluing stage, and that you came and tore. That's only when the original gluing was to be there permanently, and you came and tore that which had been permanent. But if the two, if pages just got stuck together, kind of accidentally, through like wax stuck the papers together, or they accidentally got kind of sewn together, you had no intent to actually sew them together, then you can open those up because the original sticking or the original tying was not really meant to be there. You had no intent to do it. And again, we've seen this by kosher u'mater, that mater is only your chayev in as much as the malach, in as much as the kosher was a knot. Right, we saw when you tie a knot, or you untie a knot, right? To be chayev for untying, it has to be that the knot was a permanent knot. If it was a temporary knot, then it's drabbanon. And if it was no intent that the knot should be there at all, then to untie it is like totally mutter. Same thing over here. The koreya is only chayev in as much as the original gluing was meant to be permanent. But if the gluing was not even meant, there was no kavanah for the gluing because he had no intent to actually glue it or tie it, then you're allowed to open it. Since the original gluing, tying was not meant to be there for any particular time, in fact, it wasn't meant to be there at all. Again, in the case over there, it wasn't supposed to be derisa, it wasn't supposed to be long term. And Koshke, in our case, where it wasn't meant to be there at all, the original tying or the gluing just accidentally got glued together. It's not like the malacha a tool of teifer when it was originally stuck together, and therefore now when you tear it, you're not doing malacha either. It's totally mutter. Stuck with food. No problem. As long as you won't tear the lettering. That's what your question. Okay. But if pages got stuck together, even though the sticking wasn't in terms of teifer, but you've got another problem, is that the letters of the book got stuck together. Also, apart, then you can't separate them because you'd be tearing the letters. Ainle Elsim and Sif Gimel, the Halacha, Sham, look over there. What about when you have a book that it wasn't cut, the pages weren't cut properly before Shabbos, they weren't separated properly, and now you want to come and open it, tear it open on Shabbos? Yesh behen chiyuva, that will be a malacha doraisa. I feel in Yehudi also, even to have a goidu would be also because it's called makab patish. You're finishing off the sefer. Mi shenistabchu begadav bekoitzim, a person who had thorns ended up getting all stuck into his garment, right? They all got, what's the word? Knotted up, whatever, got stuck into his garment, all intermingled, in his garment. He's got thorns stuck in his garment. Mafrisham betzina, he can take them off, but in private, not where people are watching. Uvanachas, and do it gently, so he shouldn't end up tearing the garment. End up tearing, it's okay, because he didn't intend to do it. You're also allowed to wear a new garments. Vimnikra, and if they end up getting torn, they get torn. That's not what he intends. It could be that certain parts of the garment are not attached when they shouldn't be, whatever. If he ends up tearing, it wasn't your intention, that's okay. You're allowed to crack nuts by putting them into a cloth. When you take a hammer, you put the nuts inside the cloth and you bang the cloth with a hammer, that's mutter on Shabbos. You'd have to worry that maybe you would end up tearing the garment or the fabric that you wrapped around the nuts. And that's from the Rambam. Ad kan simen shin mem and ad kan mishnah brua for Wednesday. Shkoich.